This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Get to D'Amico in a second. I can't determine if this is a troll or if this is a real text.
Oh.
Wanting all these things to happen to make it easier for the Astros. Scared mindset. And that's not middle screen sending that. I could see where middle screen would send that. Scared mindset. Okay, all these things. The two things I mentioned were, one, Yordan getting healthy. I don't think that that's out of bounds for me to ask that the Astros' best player be healthy. Like, that's, or to root for it, I should say.
Right, yeah.
You know? And then rooting to not face the potential Cy Young winner in the AL in a three-game series? Like, scared mindset. What are you talking about?
If there's one thing I've learned in life, Sean, over the years when I watch and see various people, both, you know, famous people, but also people around me, just have success, the people that have extreme success, they don't overly complicate things a lot of times. Sometimes it's like, oh, this is the easier path.
Yeah.
This makes more. Don't be afraid. Don't take the hard path just for the sake of taking the hard path.
Right.
Because you've binged YouTube stoicism videos or something.
Yeah.
There's times where the easiest path is also the smartest path.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't create obstacles for yourself. Don't be afraid of obstacles, but always ask yourself, wait a second, am I unnecessarily taking on an obstacle that I don't need to take on? And a lot of times people's desire to be a hard ass actually limits them more so than it. So I would implore whoever that texter is, examine your life. I'm guessing that you've created obstacles for yourself, and it's making you miserable inside.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm less offended by him saying that I have a scared mindset than I am by saying wanting all these things to happen. It was literally two things. I led into it by saying you need to root for these two things.
Right.
Sir,
right.
When you walk into a room full of children, do you say, and there's two of them, you say, wow, look at all these children.
Right, right.
There's two of them, right? Like, I have two cans on the counter right here. Look at all these drinks.
Yeah, all. I don't. All two. It's hard to put lump two into all of anything.
All these
right.
things.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Plus, it's not like you were framing it as, oh, boy, if this doesn't happen, then the Astros are doomed.
Right, right.
Doomed.
Right.
Doomed.
Yeah, thank you.
You got to check your own filter, bro.
That's it.
You got to check that filter you're hearing things through, man.
That's it. Yeah.
You got a bit too much of a negative bias there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good advice. All right, let's get to D'Amico. Tank Dell looks like he's going to be unlikely to play this weekend. He's got a rib injury. He was out yesterday from practice. Aaron Wilson reporting yesterday that Tank Dell is unlikely to play. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday at his press conference on if there's concern with having a player like Tank Dell playing late in a blowout game because of potential for injury.
No concern for me. Injuries can happen at any given time. What if the injury happened first play of the game? Should he be out there? We can't control when injuries happen. Guys are going to go play. That's part of our game, part of the nature of the business. When you play this game, unfortunately, injuries happen. Nobody can predict when injuries happen or when a guy should be in, shouldn't be in.
All right, so there's a little bit to unpack there. I can kind of see the nature of the question. Tank, I think now that Tank's got a rib injury, you know, and he had the injury last year, and he's a smaller guy. You know, there are certain players where there is a higher likelihood of injury by keeping them in a game late in a game. I don't think it's an unfair question at all. Now, I do think also moving forward that if there's a blowout game one way or the other and regulars are in the game, DeMeco has laid down now, because I can't remember him getting asked about this last year, because I don't know that this happened last year to the Texans, where they lost the guy to injury, like in a blowout, right?
I guess, I mean, as it relates to Tank, it's not as much about him remaining in a game. It's okay, him blocking down on the goal line.
Correct.
Look, there's a part of me, I think, that is, I can't get mad at DeMeco for Tank being small. You know, I mean, this is, to a certain degree, okay, this is what it is. That Tank's a smaller guy. There's a chance that maybe he's more prone to injury. But do you treat him with kid gloves because of that? Is he the guy that gets removed every single time another team has a lead, or if you're down in the red zone? I chafe against that somewhat. But maybe that's what it does need to be. Maybe you do need to treat Tank a bit differently. I do think that with Tank, there's something I used to just absolutely hate that the Colts receivers would avoid contact at all costs. But T.Y. Hilton openly talked about this on a podcast last year. It was on the In the Trenches podcast. And he just flat out said he would go weeks at a time without getting hit. He was just very, very conscious of
Sounds
just not getting hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think with Tank, there's no shame in that. I think you're a smaller guy. It is what it is, except that the physics of football are going to be unkind to you at times. And there have been some great – Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne were tough as hell, but those dudes dove to the turf instead of taking collisions at times. And I think that Tank in some ways needs to maybe adopt that methodology. He's not Nico Collins, you know? That's not going to be his calling card is breaking – it shouldn't be his calling card, breaking tackles and bruises. Nobody doubts your toughness, man.
Nobody doubts
your toughness.
You know who I think of, too, if we're trying to bring the analogy back home a little bit? Will Fuller. Will Fuller was a fast guy, not a big guy, very tough kid. He like Tank. He was not afraid to roam the middle of the field and take hits and things like that. And it's as it turned out, Will Fuller by the end of his career, you put a red dot where there were injuries. He looked like one of those polka dotted elephants or whatever. So Tank, here's CJ on the possibility of Tank not playing this weekend.
It's hard to say. We haven't had to deal with that this year, but we have other guys that are well equipped, but would we love one of the best receivers in the league to be out there for sure, but it's always sadly in the league, next man up, got to find a way to win a football game, So we're praying for Tank, hope he's okay, and we know that hopefully he's trending up, but whatever happens, we got to be able to try to win.
This is actually, I know why you go out and get Stephon Diggs, because now you got this offense that's this nuclear weapon, and you're punching the red button every weekend, and you're throwing for 400 yards and whatever. That hasn't happened yet. The other reason, though, and we said this at the time, is that, Nico had some injury issues through his career. Early on in Tank's career, there had been injury issues. Diggs is a rock. Diggs does also virtually guarantee, that you're going to have two of those three every week.
That's a good point.
You're still going to battle this weekend with Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs as your top two wide receivers.
Right. And this is an interesting matchup this week because the Texans have faced a whole lot of cover two conservative pass defenses just designed to limit the deep passing and the explosive plays offensively. The Jaguars have not played well defensively, or at least last week was really bad. The first two games were way more competitive. But they play a lot of man defense. And it just reminds me of the last year that Tyreek Hill was in Kansas City, where defenses just flat out said, all right, we're going to play a lot of cover two versus Pat Mahomes. We're going to force him to be super efficient, take a lot of stuff underneath and everything. And almost every team in the league abided by that game plan, except for the Raiders, who are like, no, we don't change what we do for nobody. And they played, and I don't think it was even like a lot of cover three, even. It wasn't like it was super aggressive man defense, but it was more aggressive than cover two. And the Chiefs just took them. They slaughtered them.
That would be nice.
Slaughtered them.
Yeah.
So maybe the Jaguars come in and brazenly say, like, nope, we don't care. We don't care what you have at receiver. We're just going to man up, and our guys are going to beat your guys. And meanwhile, we're banged up in the secondary, too.
Yeah. They are banged up in the secondary. They just lost Campbell, one of their best guys for the year. Yeah. So they're banged up in the second.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Secondary. Here's D'Amico Ryans. What's he expecting from the Jags? What are the biggest challenges the Jags present?
For Jacksonville, I throw the record out the window because, you know, looking at both their first games, they're in those games and they're in control of those games, right? And, you know, had a comeback. Miami had a nice comeback versus them. They were toe-to-toe with Cleveland there. So this is a really good football team. Starting their defensive line, really big front. They're tough up front. They're physical. They're going to challenge us. And their back end, like, they play sticky coverage and they challenge you. So it's a really good team. And we're not letting their record get in the way of what the film says. The film says it's a good team, really well-coached team. Doug has done a great job of coaching this team. Ryan is doing a great job with the defense. Offensively, just watching them, watching ETN and the way he runs the ball, like, really explosive player, wants to play downhill. Their O-line plays physical. ETN also does a great job of getting out in the passing game and the screen. So this can be an explosive offense for sure. And they get the ball out very quick. Trevor has done that his entire career, finding a way to get the ball out quickly. So we have to match up, and we have to win our matchups. And that's what it's going to be, vice versa, on the other side for them. So it'll be a challenging game on both sides.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with the Jaguars is that, look, we've seen Trevor Lawrence go through periods where he's been very inefficient and doesn't look all that great, and then all of a sudden everything clicks for them. And everything D'Amico said about him getting the ball out quick, that's led to people wondering whether maybe Trevor Lawrence is just a first-read quarterback. That's just who he is. The thing I'd be nervous about, especially with them coming off of a really embarrassing loss on Monday Night Football, is that they are integrating a lot of new things into their offense this year, mostly in the form of Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas Jr., like, to a rookie wide receiver and a veteran pickup, who I think both have a lot of potential, but they're new to the offense. So there's not a part of me that thinks, oh yeah, this Jaguars offense is hopeless and there's no way that they're going to ever figure it out. I think that there's always a chance that it clicks for them, and you don't want to be the team that allows it to click against you.
Yeah.
So I don't think this will be a hard week, especially with the Texans coming off of embarrassing loss
both
last
these
week
teams.
On both sides of the ball.
Both these teams were embarrassed last week.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be hard for the players or the coaches or anybody else to avoid complacency or whatever. And I really, as a fan, there's zero part of me that thinks like, oh yeah, these Jaguars, they're no good. I saw them against the Bills. They were nothing. They've got some untapped weaponry.
They got
there.
Guys, man. Christian Kirk. I don't think his name came up there. Like, they've got. I was watching Nick Caserio on with John and Mark on with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, his weekly hit with them on Texans All Access. And Nick does his thing every week where they ask him about the opposing team, and then Nick is able to rattle off the entire two deep and the coaching staff of the other team. People are getting into that. But he's rattling off all the guys on Jacksonville as I'm listening to this. I'm going, they got a lot of players, man. Like, they've got good players on offense.
They've got enough good players that coaches get fired when they don't perform.
Right. So, I mean, Trevor Lawrence will be the big key. And the last time Trevor Lawrence was in NRG Stadium was the last time he won a football game as a starting quarterback, and he threw for 364 yards in that game.
I think the real area of opportunity this week is the – Texans' defensive ends versus the Jaguars' offensive tackles.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's been an issue for Trevor Lawrence the entire time, is getting good pass protection.
Bills were eating on Monday, man.
Yeah. So it's it could be a really nice box score day for the Texans pass rush.
Yeah.
And really but you go back to all the old cliches. It's a divisional matchup. The teams know each other pretty well. Jags have a new defensive coordinator who was in Atlanta last year. Mm-hmm. So CJ was asked about that yesterday, about like, hey, do you take anything from knowing, you know, this defensive coordinator? Yeah, you always have to be really careful about that, because coordinators are different when they have different personnel.
Yeah.
I would go back to, man, I had Dom Capers as a coordinator in Jacksonville for 2 years, but he wasn't really able to run his defense because the personnel was so much different than he typically has. So when we got to Houston, it was a completely different defense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I liked his Houston defense better than his Jaguars defense.
Yeah.
This is everything about a divisional matchup where I care zero that the Jaguars are 0-3 right now.
Yep.
I think they are a much bigger threat than Vegas or the depth charts or anything else might tell you.
Lines up to 7. It opened at 4.5 before the Monday night game.
Yeah.
It's up to 7 now. Texans -7. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday here. Let's get to headlines. Astros lose yesterday. Who cares? But there were some things that came out of that game that I think are worth talking about. We'll get you fully updated on the non-Tank Dell Texans injuries as well. We'll do that in headlines coming up next.